Title: Rolling Offside Percussion Placement. Ableton Live Intermediate, Groove. Hey, welcome. Let's get into rolling offside percussion for drum and bass. In this lesson, you'll build a percussion instrument and track that sits just off the main kick and snare pocket, giving your groove human push, shuffle, and forward momentum. I'll walk you through precise Ableton techniques using stock devices, drum rack, arpeggiator, beat repeat, the groove pool, and the usual audio effects. Expect practical tips, common mistakes to avoid, and extra coach notes so you can reuse this everywhere. Quick overview of the goal. We want percussion that rolls 1/32s, tighter triplets, jittery repeats, but intentionally lives off the long grid pocket so the kick and snare stay solid. You'll learn to generate rolls with MIDI arpeggiator or audio beat repeat. Add microtiming with the groove pool and tiny nudges. Spread layers in stereo and process everything for punch without smearing the low end. Setup. First 5 minutes. Start a new live set at 170 to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track and load drum rack. Populate cells with a tight kick on C1, snare on D1, closed hi-hat on F#1 and a handful of percussion samples. Toms, clave, conga hits, metallic clicks. Spread across a few pads you can trigger for rolls. Make a solid on-grid loop. Program a 1-bar loop to anchor the pocket. Kick on 1 and optionally on the end of 3. Snare on 2 and 4. 16th hi-hat pattern. Play it back and make sure that the kick/snare pocket feels solid and static. That's your foundation. Thin offside percussion will be a contrast to this. Build the offside roll layer. Recommended MIDI method. Duplicate the drum rack track and rename the duplicate perk rolls offside. Remove kick and snare notes from this new track so it only plays percussive elements for rolls. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip containing sparse anchor notes, one per quarter or eighth, where each anchor will trigger a roll. Insert a MIDI arpeggiator before the drum rack and set it for fast repeats. Rate 1/32 or 1/64, gate around 40 to 60%, style up or random for jitter, steps about 4, hold off. If you're on Live 11, check the fix rate setting, so the arp divisions behave as you expect. Add a MIDI velocity device after the arp. Drive between 60 and 90% and add 10 to 30% random to humanize the repeats. Optionally, add note length to chop hits to 30 to 50 milliseconds so rolls feel choppy and percussive. Play. One held MIDI note becomes a roll you can quickly edit, automate, and map to macros. Alternative quick method. Audio beat repeat. If you prefer working with audio, trigger one-shot percussive hits and send them through beat repeat. Typical beat repeat settings to try. Interval 1/16 or 1/32. Grid 1/32 or 1/48 for triplets. Offset between -10 and +30 milliseconds to make repeats slightly earlier or later. Gate 1/8 to 1/16. Jazz 20 to 35%. Decay 30 to 50%. Automate beat repeats on /off or chance for fills. Make the percussion offside with groove and microtiming. Open Live's groove pool. This audio version is shortened for playback.